Oh, it's kind of sensitive.
Listen, Phil, as a psychiatrist,
anything you tell me will be kept in the strictest confidence.
You know, it's funny how
the more you bottle things up inside, the bigger they seem to be.
Well, I've never told anybody this before, but okay, here goes. 6 years ago, I was abducted by aliens.
You were right. Now that I've said it out loud, it doesn't seem like that big a deal.
And that's from Frasier. And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. Now, what would you do if you were a therapist in that moment and somebody tells you that they've been abducted by aliens? I mean, what are you going to tell them? They're crazy? That's impossible? Well, in a way, yes, that's what you need to tell them. But you can't tell them that directly. You have to help them see firsthand. So you do that by asking some questions such as, tell me what happened, and you get the whole story. And when did the aliens abduct you? What time of day? You get the whole story as if you believe them, but you don't. And then you ask them, now, what would be another explanation for what went on? And you help them see that from a much more rational perspective, I mean, that the other one isn't rational, from a rational perspective, they may have been daydreaming or something else might have happened. But you help them connect with reality, not detach from it. And that's the goal of therapy. It's to help you connect with reality, set goals for your life that you'll love, deal with some bumps in the road. Some of them are boulders. They're not just bumps in the road, in a way that serves you well long range, that makes you feel good about your own life. And right now we're going to turn to the phones and take your calls. And my number's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now we'll talk with Tom. Tom, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Tell me, what's your question?
My question is I'm a single father.
Okay, how old?
Me or my son?
Oh, you.
I'm 30.
30, and your son?
He's 8.
8 years old, okay.
I obtained full custody of him in about 2003, and his mother had abandoned him in about 2001, 2002, when he was 3.
Okay, who 2001 or 2, and who had him in between?
We were together from his birth up until about 2001, 2002.
Okay, so she had him till 2002, and then you got him at 2003.
Well, we had them together as a family until 2002.
Okay.
Actually, 2001. Halfway through 01.
Okay. So he was how old at that point?
3. Just turned
3 years old. Okay.
And after that, we had split, and shortly after that, maybe within 5 months, she left state.
She just got up and left?
Yes.
Was she an alcoholic? Was she troubled? What was going on?
Probably troubled.
In what sense?
She had a bad childhood. Her mother had basically done the same thing, similar to her.
So she's repeating history.
I believe so. I would say that that's an honest answer.
Okay.
Or assumption.
And what affected it? What's your question?
My question is, now my son has been doing very good in school, and I actually had, there's more to this equation.
Okay.
But my son has been doing very good in school. I got involved in another relationship in about 2004, so he was about 6. So from basically from the time he was born till 3, it was me and his mom. From 3 till 6, it was just me and him. And then from 6 until recently, it was me, him, my girlfriend, and her child.
Okay, how old is her child?
Her child is 4.
Okay. And male, female?
Male.
Male, okay. And so the problem or the
Here's the crux. We split up about a month ago.
Okay.
She lived with us in our home for 2 years. And then we split up about a month ago. And ever since then, his grades have been dropping.
Has he been open about it? Has he been talking about what that was like to...
Not a very open child.
He's not open. So one of your skills as a parent is to what?
Promote communication, I guess.
Yeah, to make it...
I'm not a very good communicator myself.
You know, but I was a horrible communicator before I had kids, and it motivated me to learn communication skills. And when I went back to school for therapy, you learn all sorts of communication skills. You can't be a therapist without communication skills.
Right.
And then I read a parenting book that taught me the same skills without all of the psychobabble that I learned in grad school, the
right.
same turns. The book is fabulous. It was my lifesaver for parenting. I can look back. My kids are in their 20s now. I can look back and say, I loved my kids' childhood. They tell me the same thing. They want me to raise their kids. They may have a surprise there. But the book is How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk.
You have an author?
Yeah. You can go to my website, drkenner.com. And the authors, there are two authors, Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. Fabulous book. You can get it on tape, maybe CD now too. I gave it as a course many years just so I could learn it. You don't have to be an expert to give the course.
Okay.
But let me give you some tips. What have you tried so far? What are your clues?
I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you.
Okay. What does he do? What's his behavior? Is he just sullen? Is he angry?
He's not angry. He could be very emotional.
In what
cries at the drop of a hat.
So he's sad.
Yes.
Okay. Notice if you had said he was angry, then he's looking at the world and saying things are not fair.
Right.
If he was real anxious, he's looking at the world and thinking, I don't know what my future's going to bring, and he's real anxious. If you see the tears, then he's dealing with losses.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, cries very easily, and then I'll ask him, you know, what's wrong, buddy? What's bothering you? And I can't get him to open up.
Okay, so you need a few, what's wrong and what's bothering you is fine, but that's not working with him. There's nothing wrong with that. Other kids would open up to it.
Right.
You can just say, you know, you look really sad. You can just reflect his mood.
Okay.
You know, you seem really, really sad. When you find the words for it, share it with me, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to be there with you. I know that at times I feel sad too, and sometimes it's hard for me to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
He may feel like it's a burden to you. What do you think? What's the dynamics between you and your son where you notice that he pulls back? Is he afraid of you at times?
Probably. He could be afraid. That wouldn't be a wrong assumption.
Do you sometimes lose it with him?
Like I said, I'm not a very good communicator.
Yeah.
I do tend to raise my voice probably more often than I should.
Okay, so he may be afraid that if he shares his innermost life with you, that you'll come down hard on him. Where did you learn that from?
My father.
Isn't that interesting? So history repeating itself again.
Right.
In order for us to get out of those tangles, we have to do thinking work.
Right.
Otherwise, we're just on autopilot, and what's in our subconscious is what we
right.
grew up with.
Exactly.
So if you want to move away from your dad, those
yes.
books, when I say those books, it's not just one book. That one book is the one I would begin with.
Okay.
My daughter even read it at about the same age that your son is. I don't know if he's a good reader. And she would correct me in my parenting errors. So my daughter helped bring me up. I would
okay,
say,
right.
yes, you're right. I'm messing up right now.
Right.
Give me some time. I'm learning new skills. So you can help your son see that you're a work in progress, too, and work together to make the experience of raising him and his years much brighter for him moving forward, even with the losses in his life.
Okay.
Listen, thank you so much for your call, Tom.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can give me a call right now. Toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
How do you make yourself worthy? Genuine self-esteem comes from relying on your power to think. This means, for example, taking facts seriously, even when you don't like them. Can you really afford that new car? Exerting mental effort to gain knowledge rather than drifting through life in a daze. Do you try to improve your job skills, your knowledge of the world? Thinking independently rather than blindly following others out of passivity or fear of disapproval. Do you ever pretend to agree with things that friends say, even though you strongly disagree with them?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.